Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Either way, let's talk about, quite the week it's been with Donald Trump in office. Well, it's not really much of a week, but it's not a whole week, but certainly he's hit the ground running. Trump has threatened Putin with taxes and tariffs and sanctions over Ukraine war. U.S. President has told his Russian counterpart to settle now and stop this ridiculous war. That is what he is saying. Stop this ridiculous war. So the question, of course, is what power does he have in this regard? John Day, who is a U.S. attorney, he joins us this morning. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm good. So first of all, before we get into that, how has the week or the few days of Donald Trump's presidency this time round been reported versus the last time he took office?
Well, it's a world of difference. And I think before Trump took over this time, he and his people were promising what they called shock and awe, you know, referencing the old claim for the Iraq war, the American military might. And this time they're using the phrase to describe what they were going to do within the first couple days. And they're doing it. I mean, there are so many developments every hour coming out of Washington and the new Trump administration that it's very difficult to keep track of what's dropping. And so, I think the point is that this is what Trump promised. This is what he said he was going to do, and he's doing it. And it's very different from the first time around, where he and his people didn't really seem to know what they were doing, and now they've had lots of time to prepare.
And it does seem to be a confidence thing. Even if you looked at him last time on the steps of the White House, him and Melania as they arrived last time versus this time, the whole process, his confidence at his inauguration, the people that he was surrounded by, all of that very, very, very different.
Very different, a completely different level of as you said, confidence, competence, experience. And the first time around, remember, he sort of surrounded himself with people who everybody assumed would keep him on a path. They would keep him from getting off the rails. They were sort of called the adults in the room. And it's a complete reversal this time. You don't have those people who are supposed to be the wise men keeping Trump under control. It's completely the opposite this time. Trump has absolute dominance. I mean, look at the richest men in the world. You've got Elon, you've got Jeff Bezos, you've got Mark Zuckerberg.
I mean, even Zuckerberg, there's a turnaround if ever there was one from the last time.
Well, these guys are not stupid. They know what they need to do to keep moving forward. But I mean, it's a spectacular, you know, the imagery, the optics of this are spectacular when you see those guys. The guys who run Google, the guys who run, you know, all the AI, and they're in the Capitol, and they've had to kick out all the elected officials and cabinet members so that those guys can have seats, and Lauren Sanchez as well, of course,
in the Bastille, not bra. Yeah. Yes, we're trying to.
I know. Don't get me started on that.
All right. Now let's talk about foreign policy with specific reference to Ukraine. We, of course, followed him very closely with regard to Israel, Gaza, the Middle East. We know his focus there. Talking about Russia, Ukraine, calling it a ridiculous war, which it obviously is. We see reports of 1,000 Koreans confirmed dead in that war now as well. What kind of strength and power and leverage, rather, does he have in this regard?
Well, you know, that remains to be seen. Remember, he promised multiple times during the election that he was going to basically get the war ended within a day. And I think everyone understood that was hyperbole. But he's got Zelensky seeming to be pissing up a bit. You've got Trump now in a position where he's got to actually demonstrate something as it regards to Putin, because he kept promising that he was going to be able to resolve this pretty quickly. And I think what we don't know is how that's going to play out. What's going on behind the scenes right now? Is this going to be some triumph he's going to be able to point to, where he is able to negotiate or manipulate the players to some type of resolution? But, you know, he has a lot on the line as far as this goes. He's trying to distract everybody with the plans to invade Greenland. You know, I mean, that's sort of the way that, although there is certainly a legitimate strategic interest there. But as far as his focus on Putin and Ukraine, I think he's so skillful at deflecting people's attention in the short term while things happen in the long term. But I think we don't know enough about what's going on right now with his aims as far as the ending the war. He promised he would do it. Let's see what he can deliver.
Mm. How real is the threat of tariffs for Russia? You know, because haven't they been pretty much isolated in any event?
Yeah, I think it couldn't get much more. It couldn't get any lower in terms of the expectations there. But again, you know, I mean, one of Trump's strengths is he claims to be this master negotiator. And the fact is that the way he plays the game, he is. And so maybe, you know, there's something he's going to throw to Putin that's going to sweeten the pot. And what Trump wants is to get a Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, that's really what he wants. And that's actually within his grasp.
Well, it is. You know, certainly the Abraham Accord, if he can show the hostage release deal, the peace in that region, if he can achieve that, certainly he deserves it, maybe even more than some of the other recipients, in fact, definitely more than some of the other recipients. So it would be very, very interesting. But it is fascinating to watch how this plays out. Has that whole discussion about Trump and being an agent of Russia, and has all of that just dissipated now?
It's yes, basically it's totally dissipated. It's, you know, people accept his explanation that this was a hoax and nothing was, you know, and it was, nothing was delivered in the end. And I don't think anyone even recalls what that was, when that was in the forefront of everybody's mind. I don't think people are thinking about that at all. I think there is a lot of expectation that he's going to work some kind of a deal with Putin, with Zelensky, whether it's, you know, status quo, everybody goes home and the lines remain where they are, which is probably, you know, the most likely resolution or something along those lines. But it is going to be a test of him, and it, you know, right now the focus is domestic, a lot of domestic focus. There's so many things happening in the new Trump administration on the hour, and it's ranging from immigration to, you know, the pardons for the January 6th people who are in jail. It's such a wide range. There's shutting down different elements of the Justice Department that enforces civil rights. I mean, just before coming on here, I was checking the updates I'm getting in my phone. I mean, it's like constant Incredible. Updates of things Incredible. That they're announcing.
Yeah, and certainly a bit of shock and awe there. But so far, it certainly looks like it's a very positive shakeup. That is where we leave it. It is about to go 7 o'clock. John Day, thank you, as always, bringing us the latest out of the new Trump administration.